from Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show. Brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Tea Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Halo shampoo. Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair presents the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kern, Bruce Parrott, George Neese, the sportsman, Charles Danton, his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regret, because it is a fading rain, you know, a fading violet. And where you see clouds upon the hill, you soon will see clouds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird
and listen for his song
whenever April showers come along.
And where you see clouds upon the hill,
you soon will see clouds of daffodils.
So I'll keep on looking for the bluebird and listen for his song
wherever April showers
come along.
Well, tonight, Judy's all excited. Her boyfriend, Bentley Botford, is taking her to an opera masquerade. Judy has decided to go as the heroine of the opera Lakme. She's finished putting on her costume, and while waiting for Bentley to call for her, she's reading her favorite news magazine.
Golly, Aunt Aggie, according to this news magazine, a lot of things have been happening lately. The Moscow conference, the telephone strike, and Gus the Swan flew east and got himself a wife.
Yes, Judy, and last week in Washington, at the opening of the baseball season, the president threw out the first ball.
I bet that made him happy. It ain't often the president can get anybody in Washington to play ball with him.
You know, Judy, a lot of our biggest celebrities are interested in baseball. Bob Hope has acquired an interest in the Cleveland Indians. Bing Crosby has an interest in the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, and Tommy Manville is still interested in the Phillies.
Say, Aunt Aggie, here's a news item I don't understand. What part of a person's head is the yet?
The yet?
Y-E-T?
Yeah.
Why, Judy, there's no such part of the head.
Well, there must be. Look at this headline. It says, woman found shot in the head. Bullets in her yet.
Well, somehow that don't sound right to me.
Bullets in her yet.
Judy, then she should be here soon to take you to the masquerade. Your Lakme costume is very becoming to you.
Oh, thanks, Aunt Aggie. Gee, I sure hope they ask me to sing tonight.
Judy, do you think you have a good enough voice to sing at a big social function like the opera masquerade?
Sure, yeah. Why, one time at a party back in Texas Junction, I sang the Donkey Serenade.
Well, what happened?
I got fan mail from three jackasses. Nobody I knew, of course. Oh, gee, maybe that's Bentley now. Come in.
Good evening, Miss Canova.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Mailman. Surely you're not delivering mail this late.
Oh, no, Dreamboat. I just stopped in to shoot the breeze.
Shoot the breeze, huh? Well, how is it you're so late?
Well, it was a nice windy day at Hollywood and Vine, and I stopped to watch the babes go by.
Golly, ain't you a little old for that sort of thing?
Oh, I don't know, honey. As the poets say, breathe there a man with soul so dead who never turned his head and said...
Well, is that why you were late yesterday, too?
No, yesterday I stopped into the burlesque theater to see my favorite dancer, Tootsie La Bump.
Oh, well, did you have a good time?
No, Dad, never done it. The entire performance, I spent 2 whole hours on the floor on my hands and knees looking for a caramel I dropped.
Oh, I shouldn't think you'd spend 2 hours just looking for a caramel you dropped.
Well, I had to. My teeth were in it.
Judy, you told me that Mrs. Prufus was going to be at the opera masquerade. Do you suppose she'll sing?
Golly, I hope not. Last time she sang Danny Boy. You should have heard her.
Oh, Danny Boy, the birds are company.
Goodness, is that the way she sounded?
Yeah, her pipes were clogged. And she should have gargled with Drano.
Well, Judy, I'm sure you'll have a good time tonight. This will be the most colossal party in Brentwood.
A colossal party?
Somebody talking about me?
Oh, Geranium, you're always joking about your size.
Why, yes, Geranium. For a woman your age, I think you have an outstanding figure.
I sure have. It stands out 3 feet in front of me. It ain't that bad.
Well, I'm not so sure, Miss Judy. Somebody said that all this fat I've got is something like the automobile industry.
The automobile industry?
Yeah, I've got good production, but I haven't got the proper distribution.
Geranium, you said you'd fix Bentley and me a midnight snack for after the party. Are you going to give us some of those link sausages?
Yes, ma'am, but I'm having trouble. You told me to cook them just like you cook fish.
Well, Geranium, you do cook link sausages just the way you cook fish.
Yeah, but after you get them cleaned out, they ain't much too.
Golly, Geranium, then what are we going to have for our midnight snack?
French fried sausage skins.
You sure seem happy today, Geranium.
Oh, I'm happy, Miss Judy. A boyfriend, Pomeroy, just surprised me in the kitchen.
Well, I bet he kissed you.
He sure did. You know something? I had my head in the refrigerator, and he put his head in, too.
Then he kissed me.
Bentley Botsford is here to take you to the masquerade.
Oh, thanks, Aunt Aggie.
Hello, Judy.
Howdy, Bentley. Say, that's some costume you're wearing. Who are you supposed to be?
Romeo.
Romeo? You guys, ain't your pants a little tight?
Well, Judy, Romeo always wore tight pants.
Well, if they play Drop the Handkerchief tonight, you better let somebody else pick it up.
Judy, your costume is lovely. I'm glad you dressed up the way Lily Pons does in the opera Lachne, because if they ask you to sing tonight, that's a role with plenty of sock. You can really wade into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you want me to roll down the socks and wade into the Lily Pons. And if they don't like that, I'll sing Carmen.
Oh, Judy, you can't sing Carmen. Why, you can't even speak Spanish.
Oh, I can, too. Alameda, Alvarado, Figueroa, Las Inegas, Sepulveda, and San Vicente.
Judy, those are just the names of a lot of streets in Los Angeles.
That's what I get for taking Spanish lessons from a bus driver.
Judy, be serious.
Yes, Bentley. If you don't want me to sing Carmen, I could sing that beautiful aria from La Traviata entitled...
Pardon me for talking in your face in the ring.
Oh, hello, Pedro. Say, did you know I'm going to a masquerade?
Oh, I love masquerades, Senorita. I went to one when I was a little baby.
Did? What kind of costume did you wear, Pedro?
I wore a raisin and went as a cookie. Gonzalez was with me and he celebrated too much. When he got home from the party, he drank some tequila, vodka, and Topola Bomba tonic before he went to bed.
Oh, gosh, didn't that curl up his toes?
No, they didn't exactly curl up. They leaned over and kissed each other goodnight. Senorita, that was the night I kissed my girl. Her father caught me kissing her, and he kicked me in the stomach.
Oh, how come he kicked you in the stomach?
I turned around too fast. And then her father made me stop going with her.
Well, she's not the only girl.
No, Senorita, she's not the only sand on the beach.
Pedro, you mean pebble, not sand.
No, Senorita, I mean sand. I like the way she is piled up. But I will go now, Senorita. Hasta la vista.
You're hot as a pistol, too, Pedro.
Oh, Judy, I'm glad he's gone. I'd just love to be alone with you.
You do, Ben?
Yeah. Judy, come close to me. There. Now, tell me that you love me.
Okay, Bentley. I love you.
Oh, no, Judy, not like that. Tell me that you love me with a ring in your voice.
All right. I love you, Bentley. Ding dong.
Oh, Judy, I think you're sweet.
Oh, no, I ain't.
Oh, yes, you are. You're so good to look at. Your hair is so pretty.
Oh, no, it ain't.
Oh, yes, it is. And your eyes are pretty, too.
Oh, no, they ain't.
Oh, yes, they are. And even your mouth is pretty when you come right down to it.
Well, what are you waiting for? Come right down to it.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Hello is a sample that glorifies your hair. So, hello, everybody.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Remember, even finest soaps and soap shampoos hide the natural luster of your hair with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap, therefore cannot leave dulling soap film. The first time you use Halo, your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The natural color and luster shine through like sunshine through a clean window pane. Remember, even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff and grease. Need no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Now back to Judy Canova and the Sportsman singing a timely interpretation of the Song of the Season.
I've never been a girl who enjoys the social swirl. No, I'm not impressed by all those dressy affairs. I don't care for furs or jewelry, for to me that's all tomfoolery. And I don't have to travel to forget my grief and care. Just take me out to the ball.
Well, Judy and Bentley have arrived at the opera masquerade party. Judy's having a most exciting evening as Bentley is seeing to it that she meets all the right people. At the moment, they are about to meet the socially prominent Lord Beastly Weather.
Oh, there you are, Bentley, old chap, old thing, old fruit. Lovely party, eh, Whoop? Whoop, whoop, more up for the rock, whoop.
It certainly is, Reggie. Judy, I want you to meet an old friend of mine. He's what you might call a limey.
Oh, you're quite right, old man. I am a limey.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Limey Bean. Guys, Bentley, I like to see all these people in costume. I wonder who this character is.
This is the Shadow. This is the Shadow. Beware the hour of five.
Say, who are you?
I'm the 5 o'clock Shadow from the Razor's Edge.
Golly, Bentley, you're liable to meet anybody at this masquerade. Gee, I wonder who'll be next. Uh-oh, I'm sorry I asked.
Hello there, girlie. You remember me?
Oh, yeah. You're that traveling salesman fella.
Yep, Rocco Eschwertle, the name.
Yeah, what's the S for?
Studebaker. When I was born, my old man took one look at me and said, is this the beginning or the end? You tell him, Fluid Drive, I'm shiftless.
Hey, Mr. Wardle, tell me, why are you wearing that shotgun and knife? Is it part of your costume?
No, every Los Angeles driver has to have those.
Why does a Los Angeles driver have to have a gun and a knife?
So he can shoot up one street and cut across the other. Just call me Alarm Clock. I'm up to the minute. Yoo-hoo.
Well, the next time your head rings, answer it. Excuse me, Mr. Wardle. I'm going in to hear the music now. Say, are you interested in operas or operettas?
I used to like operettas, but these days you don't hear operettas like you used to.
These days you don't hear what operettas?
The telephone operetta.
Oh, Judy.
Yeah,
Judy.
Bentley.
Here comes Professor Dimpletunker, the chairman of the opera audition committee. He may want you to sing later. Oh, Professor.
Ah, there you is, Bentley, my boy. I'm so glad to see you sometime. Who is your charming friend?
Oh, Professor, this is Judy Canova. She's very interested in the opera.
Howdy, Professor.
So, you're interested in the opera, young lady. Where have you been singing lately?
In the bathtub.
In the bathtub? What is your favorite area?
The north end of the tub. North party, that is. It's sure is chilly up there on cold mornings, though, I'm telling you.
You misunderstood me incorrectly, Miss Canova. I mean, what do you sing in the bathtub?
Oh, the shampoo song from Halo.
You sing that in the bathtub?
Well, I gotta put the plug in somewhere. Hey, Professor, what do you think of my costume?
Well, just what are you supposed to represent?
Why, I'm dressed as Lockme, of course.
But Lockme had elaborate hair decorations, rhinestones, and glittering tinsel. Young lady, you don't even got any tinsel.
Well, of course not. They took them out with my adenoids.
Miss Canova, are you sure you know anything about music?
Just, yeah, my whole family was musical, especially the Western Canovas. Why, my great-aunt Two-Gun Judy ran the Silver Dollar Hotel and was known as the Nightingale of rigor mortis jug. I remember her story well. Yes, sir. A bunch of the boys was hooping. Get along, little doggy, get along, get along, get along, little doggy, get along.
Cut out that tauntaun racket and give me a drink.
What'll you have, stranger?
Give me a quart of gin and a buck beer chaser.
What buck beer?
Two drinks and you're flat on your butt.
Strange stranger, you sound kind of tough.
I am tough. Where I come from, anybody with ears is a cocker spaniel. Hey, Two-Gun Judy, how about a little kiss?
Why, stranger, kissing is a pastime of fools.
Oh, I reckon you're the smart type.
No, I'm the biggest fool you ever saw. Oh, here comes Cactus Annie.
Hold it, folks.
Howdy, Cactus Annie.
Say, stranger, where'd you get that bag of gold?
I got it from the First National Bank on lend lease.
Lend lease?
Yeah, they lent it to me when they least expected to. I'm just in town to get some singers for my new floor show at the Crystal Palace Saloon. Watch for the day, the 7th of May.
Say, stranger, I sure think you're cute.
Hey, lay off, Cactus Annie. Go get a boyfriend of your own. After all, haven't you always wanted a husband to hug you and kiss you?
Yeah, but their wives always object.
Stranger, if you're looking for a good singer, I'll audition for you right now. Hit it, Joe. Eat along, little
doggy, eat along, little doggy, eat along, eat along, little doggy, eat along. Hey, look who's coming in. It's local Luke McGlue. Howdy, Loco Luke.
Well, howdy, folks. Hey, you know something? I was just...
Gold,
that's what. Think of it. A place where gold lays all over the street. Gold, think of it.
Gold? Where is it?
I don't know, but just think of it.
Where'd you get that funny-looking dog? He looks like a... He looks like a frankfurter with legs.
Well, that's a present for you. This dog is a genuine Dachshund.
Why'd you get me a Dachshund?
Well, you're always saying about wanting to get a long little doggy.
Singing for you, stranger.
Oh, no, you don't. He's going to hear me first. Hit it, Joe. I've got rheumatism.
I've got rhythm.
I know what I got. I got rheumatism. Stranger, you heard my singing. What do you think of my execution?
I'm in favor of it.
Well, Judy, we sure had a good time at the opera masquerade.
Yeah, Bentley.
Tell me, Judy, after you sang for Professor Dimple Dunker, did he say you were a lyric, a dramatic, or a mezzo-soprano?
Oh, the professor said I was all three.
All three?
Yeah, he said my voice is lyric, my costume is dramatic, and my face is a mezzo.
Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results. It's true, doctors prove Palmolive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin or any skin, rough skin, women in their 50s, even women whose skin wasn't clear?
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive's soft, lovely lather. You see, one full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors prove this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. No matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your own complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big, thrifty, bath-size Palmolive.
Now back to Judy Canova, the sportsman, singing the beautiful ballad, If I Had My Life to Live Over Again.
If I had my life to live over, I'd do
Judy will be back in just a moment. This is Vern Smith asking you to follow the 14-day Palmolive plan for a lovelier complexion. And be sure to use Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we want to point out that the housing shortage has hit veterans and their families hardest of all. General Eisenhower recently said, "I think the housing problem lies with every single community from my home in Abilene, Kansas to New York. Take it upon yourselves and see what you can do about it. Can you help? Perhaps share your home with a vet or create living quarters by remodeling? Or give veterans first chance on vacancies and houses for sale? Do what you can to help the veterans now." Now, here's Judy.
Folks, approximately 184,000 men, women, and children will die this year of cancer unless we give more help. So give generously now to your local chapter of the American Cancer Society. It was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week. Palmolive soap and Halo shampoo, the bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood singing, "Go to sleep, you little baby. Go to sleep, you little baby. When you wake, you'll patty, patty, shake and lie beside you."
Ladies and gentlemen, beginning tomorrow, daylight saving time goes into effect. Because of this, the Judy Canova program may be heard at a new time in your locale. Check your local paper for the correct broadcast time. The Judy Canova show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hooper with John Ward and Hank Ladd, and is produced and directed by Joe Ryan.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.